Trash to Cash Podcast, maybe episode 80. I'm Dave, the NC Picker, and with me as always is, hold on, this guy's always sneaking up to the top, Kevin, the Commonwealth Picker, and Carrie, the American Pro Picker.
Pro-er? Or pro-ist. Pro-er picker?
Pro-ist.
So as far as pro pickers go, I'm the number one.
So you're more pro than Dustin.
Now that I'm getting up at the crack of 7 a.m. on the morning times on Saturday, I'm churning and burning and finding.
Yeah, he sent me a message at the crack of dawn, the crack of nine.
I was like, how are you doing? And he wasn't even awake.
Oh, that's not true.
So you are officially like getting out of bed and going sourcing.
Yeah.
Dude, this is something like it's a New Year's resolution or.
No, I'm taking things serious. I'm sick of you kind of guys, you know, thinking you're better than me and you're not better than me.
Yeah.
You're
no,
just
I mean,
as
and it wasn't
good
even.
As me. We're the same.
But it has nothing to do with necessity. You know, necessity is the mother of invention.
No, necessity
if you lost
is also,
a revenue stream and
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Facebook did just decide to stop paying all of a sudden for
what's
everybody.
Up with that?
So that's fun.
I'm starting to think maybe no more short form content for me. I'm just like, why am I doing it?
Well, what's the point, right?
Hey, you know, Instagram no doesn't pay for it. Facebook doesn't pay for it. TikTok barely pays for it. What's the point?
Here's the thing. Gonna,
well,
here's
especially
the thing.
When your content's not good.
That's true.
Like,
that's
I think what Dave's doing, because Dave's making buku money on those minute-long TikToks, I think that's a lot of the future, is once they can give you enough, like if they get over a minute, there's actually a way for people to advertise.
Wait a minute. This carry, this is episode 80. A carry on episode 12 would have said that short form is the future.
Short form is the future.
Short form is the future.
You got to get good at making short form. Right. If you can get good at that. You...
Carry episode 8, whatnot is
we're
the future.
In.
Carry episode 38, whatnot
we're
is
in.
Pointless. Carry episode 80, whatnot is the future.
We're in the business of adapting or dying, folks. And you got to adapt or you will die on the vine. So whatever.
If Carry ever gets a tattoo, it should be adapt. Like that would make
that's
sense.
That's what it is.
You.
Like. Honestly, being in
mantra.
Business, seriously, for 12 years that I've been in business, all it is one constant adaptation. Yeah. Every time you get comfortable, you got to do something different. But honestly, I still think short form will be monetizable in the future.
One of the things we did in AP history, which I love, everybody loves this as a topic on reselling, but we would concentrate on continuities and changes. And so the only continuity
in today's
world. I
don't understand either of those words, but yes.
Is change. In other words, kids today, everybody today, they're used to change, and so therefore change is the continuity. It's just
here's the thing.
It happens all
and
the
you
time.
Would under you you're right. And
the
here's
cake
the thing
was a
you
lie.
Would you would yeah, it was a lie. That's true. You would understand this. Like back in the olden days, you know, you would write, you know, you'd get back from the hunt, Kevin, and then you'd write about your hunt on the wall, you'd do pictures. All that is that pictures, pictograms
the
on the cave. Yeah, when you went out and got
we're not talking about
Kevin in a loincloth. No,
we're
talking about Kevin in a loincloth.
Somebody photoshopped
chasing mammoths,
ASAP,
the wall paint.
With just full body tats, because that's in a couple months you'll have. No, but that's what TikTok is. It's just pictograms on a cave, but in 2023. It's just that's the evolution
that's right.
of storytelling. deep,
could we get an update
stuff.
On the Commonwealth Picker Tramp Stamp? Is that still happening?
What?
You were going to get the lower back tattoo.
No, I was not.
That said, stickers are in here with an arrow towards your butthole.
I thought Anna Man was going to be pointing down there.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get the Supply Hut pitch in before it gets ridiculous
supply
this
butt.
Time. And I've failed.
We're a little late to start today because we were trying to get Kevin up to like a little bit higher quality mic and stuff, but his computer hates him, clearly. I even looked at the screen and it didn't make sense what his computer was doing to him, so I have some empathy.
Kevin's gone
Grandpa
markedly
Kevin.
Downhill since his birthday this week. He's now a happy
octogenarian.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
86.
His sixth anniversary of the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was trying to do quick math, figure out when he was born, but it didn't work out.
77. Okay. I say it all the time. Best year ever, unless you're Elvis. So you should have known by now.
My dad went to, I think my dad graduated high school in 77.
Oh, well, that's good. So your dad is slightly younger than, my parents are really young. My mom and dad graduated in 74. Five, I think, maybe 74.
That's right.
They had two kids.
77.
They had two kids before they were 20.
Wow.
Did you?
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Were you one of them? Or?
Yes, I was one. Okay. I was the second one of them.
That's good. That's good. Anyway, so Trash Cash Podcast is our best reselling podcast on the internet.
That's what I hear.
And man, do we got some reselling to talk. First of all, let's start off with Carrie. Carrie has been killing it on Whatnot, doing spinning wheel gambling crap. Yes. Anything to convince people to spend more money.
No, you get an item, and then you can get another item. You can't just sell the spin, my friend. You know that.
Okay, so how's it work? Because I haven't been. I don't go to Carrie's Whatnot. So you got to tell me where it's
at. To be fair, this is the brainchild of Jesse at Yesterday's Fits. He had a wheel that he used to use back in the day for sports cards or something, or for T-shirts he was doing. And he's like, "Let's do the wheel. Whenever you get to $5, you can get an extra item." So a lot of the items have been going for $5 or more. So it's really helped. And you know, we're adding extra
and an
items,
extra and item, and the item is on the wheel. Right.
Yeah. The item's either a sports card or so Carrie's used panties, like stuff like that.
Just random stuff. The plush that people are asking
sent
for.
You one of these.
Commonwealth sticker. This is a good item though.
This is an Animaniac right here. This is a Hulk Hogan inspired.
No copyright infringement at all.
Commonwealthpicker.com. Yeah. We know what to say, sir.
Get your sticker, yes.
They're probably gone. Commonwealthpicker.com. So I don't know why.
Do you hear that? They're probably gone. He is so sure of himself. I love it.
So confident that you guys will buy his stickers, you know?
I'm jealous.
Well, okay, so what are you jealous of?
Dante. Dante's in. He's out there in L.A., WrestleMania and all.
Why would you ever be jealous of L.A.?
I grew up.
WrestleMania, dude.
It's kind of, you know.
Kevin's a big
still,
Logan
even
Paul
wherever
guy.
You grow
He's a big
up.
Logan Paul
Me and
Paul
Carrie
guy.
Were just there. Yeah. I mean, L.A. proper. It depends on where in L.A. we're talking about. No, there's better areas and worse areas. So the card shop is Carrie's favorite in Burbank.
Yes, all Burbank. Right. So I'll just hang out
Carrie's
there.
Killing it on Whatnot. What else reselling's going on, Carrie?
Dude, oh, bug.
Oh, well,
I think bugs are sneaking into sneaking into the cracks in my garage door, right? And not only that, but the other day I walked out here and there was a little baby snake on the floor in here.
So this is your first spring in Florida, right?
In, like, living in the garage like I'm doing now. I mean, I basically live out here, and
But you've been there. When did you officially
move? I moved in in March, but I was still in, like, the moving process, like, and then I was going to Vegas last year, so I wasn't really, like,
you weren't checking your crack last year. Yeah.
Do you have light in the garage, or are you just trying to go for the creepy railroad conductor thing?
I'm going for the creepy railroad thing today. That was like a big goal of mine. I was like, you'll see the railroad's like a whole theme on the NC Flipper channel this week. You'll see. I've got a whole bunch. I'm not going to spoil it here, but let's just say Dave listed 100 items this week.
Oh my God.
All of them over $15.
Wow. How's that going?
And three Flipper videos in a row, my lowest ASP, I think, was $50.
That's crazy, dude.
Today, my 17 order ASP was $69.
Nice.
That's who makes a bunch of money and sells a bunch of electronics.
That's like $68 more than my ASP. So that's
the
nice.
Guy we met at FlipCon that everyone always. Oh, my internet's dead.
Oh, you mean
your internet's dead?
That you met or that we met?
My internet just freaked
out. Yeah, we met a lot of people.
I met a lot of people.
Everyone always talks about how he sells super high end.
I met the $1 million.
Oh, no. His ASP is $100. What the heck is his name?
Yeah, that's Harry Tornado's boy up there. Yeah. And, how come I can't
think of his
name?
He's the guy who went to Savers with Josh, right?
Yeah.
Was it Savers? No, the DI. He went to the DI with Josh.
Oh,
yeah,
Osborne
how come we're
to
terrible people?
Oh, yeah.
Osborne,
he sells, like, pancake mixer parts, and they're, like, worth $1,000 because they're for,
yeah, dude,
like,
I feel like him.
Fancy
$70
pancakes.
ASP.
Yeah,
Kevin, there's something to it. I'm telling you, there is something to
of
this.
Of course. Of
high dollar item
is.
Thing.
Of course
it's pretty enjoyable.
Is. Yeah.
Especially with my amount of time, like, to have 17 orders equal $1,100 tonight. Yeah. Versus normal, it's like, I've got 32 orders for a grand total of $286.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
Nice. I'd take
it's
that
a little,
in a second.
It's a little different, yeah.
Now, can you keep that up? Can you source? Because you're sourcing your death pile. So my
no,
guess is
no,
you
no,
can't.
No. This is me sourcing my two latest weekends.
Last two garages. Okay, cool.
The last two weekends. So, like, basically,
wow.
I mean, I pulled out a couple high-end items from the garage, but the vast majority of what I'm listing is the new finds. And then, like, Whatnot is helping me get rid of all the stuff in my shipping container. Mm-hmm. So I'm using Whatnot for the shipping container. And then on eBay, only goes up $15 and up items I get every weekend.
15 plus
and then anything. 15-plus ship, yeah. And then anything else goes into the shipping container or to Whatnot, and nothing's ended up back in the shipping container. I'm just putting it all through Whatnot at this point. So, like, the last two weekends, including this weekend, everything is listed except for I got this big pile of sealed VHS. Trying to be like Kevin and Rod, right? Did Rod tell you about this?
Was it terrible?
Yeah, it was terrible. I tried. I went yard sailing with Pickin' and Punch, and he's like buying all these sealed VHS. Kevin's
yeah, but he
talking
bought
about
sealed
some
VHS.
Good ones. He bought some good ones, yeah, now, while I was picking up $4 DVDs.
Just like anything else, 95% of it is garbage, 4% yeah. of it is in, and 1% of it is gold.
Well, what happened was I rolled up to a garage sale, and they have like five boxes full of VHS, probably 70% are sealed, all right? And they're all, and I know these are not worth buying. What's the worst VHS, Gary?
The worst VHS.
It's probably
going
to be like, I don't know, like Suzanne Summers, Thigh Master.
Like, this is the Beanie Baby the guy. Bible. The Beanie Baby guy. So what's like the one thing resellers should never buy that's a VHS?
Black Diamond.
Yeah. Clamshell, Black mm-hmm. Diamond. But they're like sealed. They're yeah, all like sealed. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
There's, you know, I'll tell you so, what, you could also Whatnot those. If you got them super cheap, bundle them together.
That's exactly what I think I'm going to do. Because, like, so basically he wanted $2 a piece. And I said, how much for all? And it was like 87 of them. And he's like, well, what's your offer? I said, $50. And he said, sure. So it goes from, like, I don't know, what is that? It would have been like $200 down to 50.
Yep.
So it's like 57, 80 cents a piece, basically.
Less
and the majority
that.
Of them are sealed. I think that, like, you know, if so, I was auctioning off on my auction carry D3, brand new sealed, wouldn't you bid $3-4 on that? Because I have that, brand new sealed D3.
Yeah, I would take
I'm
it. Matter of fact, you should send
cheap.
It to me.
I would do a dollar, then I'd be out.
Yeah, but
wouldn't
but,
you
I mean,
want that? I want
that's
that.
Cool.
I want
yeah,
that.
I have okay, D2, cool. I have D3.
D2,
like, I've got a lot of cool movies.
Okay,
first
yeah,
off,
put them together.
I have strong opinions about D3, mostly that it's a lie.
D3
I mean, if
is
it was
good,
D2,
bro.
No, give me a break. Let's talk about this. Okay,
Eastland.
Sick of this.
Wait, is that the Eastland one? Or
I'm
is that.
Sick of this.
Wait, hold on.
All right,
I'm
you
sick
talk
of
about
people
this.
People saying
dumb,
D3
man.
Is good, okay? First
I
off,
liked D3.
We've talked about this, Dave, okay? They won the world. They won Iceland in D2. The best youth hockey
oh, that
team
was D2.
In
okay.
the world, D2, mm-hmm. okay? D3, they're
I'm
having
mixing
trouble.
Them up, then.
They're having trouble playing varsity in Minnesota. Give me a break. It's a
oh, that's
it's
the
a,
college one. Yeah,
joke.
That one wasn't as good.
It's a joke, and I'm
good.
Upset
now
about
I remember it.
It. I'm upset.
But they did all
a,
the pranks and the hazing and stuff like
turn
that.
Turn this
like,
into
that was
a short.
Fun.
I want it known. I want it known. Short it up.
Put it into a short. So,
no, but anyways,
would,
that's
before
what I
we
got.
Move on, I have to say there are a few Black Diamond that are worth money, and I know people are laughing at me right now, but it is very true. If you ever find a Black Diamond in a box, in a regular box, not okay. in a clamshell.
Yeah, not in a clamshell. Yeah.
There's Alice in Wonderland. There are some worth money. Not many.
What about this Cars sealed that I got on VHS? Is
oh,
that
yeah,
any good?
Right. No, it's terrible. Send it. I'll give you $5 for it.
If
send
I was going
to
find
me.
That at a sale, it would have been this one, right? Because it's yeah. like, this is the kind of stuff. So I'm just looking. Mm-hmm. Like, I got maybe. Pinocchio sealed. I got Dennis the Menace sealed. Casper sealed. I got Oliver and Company. Jungle Book. Both Jungle Books. Apparently there was two of them. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, second
I mean,
one. Who's Grand Adventure sealed. Beethoven the
just,
Fifth.
Yeah, you could just burn that $50.
These are worse
too.
Than
would
I
have been
thought.
About the
I
same,
mean,
yeah.
What you just mentioned is worse than I
the
thought.
The Rescuers, bro. The Rescuers yeah, Down Under
okay.
sealed. Richie Rich okay. sealed.
That's
well,
not Disney.
Rich, which is great, yeah. One of Macaulay Culkin's
Disney.
Best movies, by far.
They're
honestly.
Not all Disney, yeah. Yeah, well, and I got Richie Rich Christmas Wish. Have you ever seen that one?
Is,
no. That's the
did,
second
they,
one.
Did they get Macaulay for it?
I want a Richie Rich t-shirt. That's what
I gotta
that
watch the
cool.
Home Alone.
Yeah,
with
because
that
you're
other
so rich.
Kid? No.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So went... there's. Go ahead. Go
no,
ahead. I'm trying to
don't let Kevin talk.
You can talk. Go ahead.
So I'm trying to give a little knowledge in this craziness.
No,
so
I was about to unleash a whole boat.
A couple of clamshells that are actually worth a little bit of money too. There is a Pinocchio clamshell that's worth some money, a rare copy okay. of it. There is also a Disney Dumbo with the pink back and pink spine that is worth a little money, and that is
that.
And that's a clamshell that is, but not much. That's all. So there you okay. go. Well, not much. I mean, that I sold that
well,
one for
Rod
$400
said...
back in the day.
When Rod saw I had Little Mermaid, he said if it's the one that's got the inappropriate cover, that one could be worth
and,
something, but it's
okay,
not that one.
It's not even worth that much money. I mean, it could be worth 10, 12.
Sealed, though?
Well, okay, no. Sealed, still only 12, 15, 25
yeah, okay.
bucks max. However, if you do have a sealed copy of that, that is flawless. Because most of the clamshell seals are screwed up because they're clamshell and they're very easy to puncture.
Yeah.
If you have one that's like mint, you could get that one graded and it could have a little, you know, a few hundred value if it's like the best copy out there, but that's about all you got.
Yeah, and some of them do have some tears in the seal and stuff, so I get that. But they must have been like members of some sort of like VHS mail thing or something.
Well, they just kept maybe, but see, that's where the rarity of the Cars VHS comes from, is because that was sent out to those video club members, and it was the very last one sent out, and so that's why it is so rare. Most of the video club members had dropped off at that point, so there wasn't that many sent off because they were getting DVD.
Yeah,
I really, or HD DVD. I stayed part of that BK Kids Club. Do you remember the BK Burger King Kids Club, Dave?
Yeah.
You're still part of that?
I was a part
I'm
of that.
I'm still part
the
of
end.
Club Penguin. Club Penguin still.
Oh, you are?
That.
No. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. No. But no, I've been, I mean, I don't know. Carrie, how many auctions did you do this week on Whatnot?
Three, maybe?
I did three as well. Yeah, I did three as well. So, Kevin, we're both Whatnot kings. Yeah.
So, speaking of Whatnot, my buddy Mike here, Death Pile Picker, our buddy Mike, bought five of these things and told me to give them away on my Whatnot. That what I'm going to do in May. So the Hulkamania one. Yeah, it's nice.
What day in May is your Whatnot?
I have no idea. Well, I do. May 4, 5, 6, 7, something like that.
It's like a Thursday, like a Friday, you know?
Probably a Thursday.
Maybe a Monday or a Tuesday. Could be a Wednesday, possibly a Saturday.
Could be
or
a
Sunday.
Saturday.
Could be.
Yeah, Friday. All these
could be. Actually, could be a Saturday, actually, if there's could guys be. Are staying late enough. So we'll see. Who knows? I don't know.
Here's a gem I have. Angela Lansbury in Mrs. Santa Claus. Hallmark clamshell VHS.
There we go. There you go, dude. Your money.
Good
your
Lord
money's back with a profit.
Man, you might lose money on some of these. These are bad. There are some good ones in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good ones. Like, I mean, I think I can get my $50 back.
Oh, yeah.
I can get my $50
probably.
I had a really good yard sale at the end of the day yesterday. Like, the whole day was kind of so-so, give or take. But the last one, I walk up to this pile of shirts that Dawn's already looking at because she's always ahead of me, right? The real problem is I can't turn on my GoPro takes like a minute to turn on, which is annoying, and Dawn's already out of the car. That's my excuse. But she's looking through this pile of clothes, and it's all late 90s, early 2000s single stitch Marvel stuff. And the guy's like a buck a piece.
Late 90s? I thought they stopped with single stitch in like 94.
No.
They stopped with single stitch in early 2000s.
What do I know? Okay, anyways. Yeah. So it's all Marvel?
Yeah, like Hulk, 1998 graphic, or I think it was called Graffiti Designs. I got a
double-sided or...
double-sided, and then I got a Comic Con shirt from 2002. Just a buck.
How
a
much?
Piece.
How many? How many? How many of them?
I picked up like 15. Never been worn. All pretty much brand new. Then
have you comped these out?
Yeah, I put the Hulk at about 100. The Hulk's about 100. The Comic Con looks like 40. The other ones are like early 2000s, late 90s, but they're just like the symbols, the Robin symbol, the Green Lantern. They're not super colorful or anything. So I think those will be like 20 to, I don't know, 60 a piece. But that was a good one. They also had a ton of statues, those kind of collectibles that you love. And he was really...
Wait, so did you say what you paid for the shirts?
A dollar a piece.
Okay. So it was one
much
of those
better
ones
investment
that was,
than the VHS.
It was tricky. Yes. It was tricky because... he had comics at a buck. I found some good comics. Those shirts were a steal at a dollar. But then he had all those amazing, like, $50 to $200 statues, Bowen Designs, Marvel Universe kind of stuff. But he
weren't
wanted,
they worth it? Oh, he wanted
a lot.
Yeah,
but he wanted just a tidge under what they were worth. And some of them...
like, how many did he have, though?
Like, 100 maybe, but, like, I don't know if I could have talked him down.
Did you try?
Nah, I don't
Carrie's
want to
not
going to
spend
that kind of money on that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to spend like, that
I
kind would, of money.
To make I spent winner, 800 at a sale this weekend.
I'm not going to spend 800. I'm not going to spend 800 to make 12, though. It doesn't make any sense to me to make 12.
Do you think, so that's actually a great question. So what is the amount? Like, if you had to spend 800 to make X, what's the X for you?
For me, it would have to be like $4,000 or $5,000 probably.
$4,000.
What?
I mean, like probably. Okay. I mean, to
just
really
spend $800. Please.
If you think about it, it's like, would you do an $8 to a $12 flip?
If
no,
would
I,
you
how
put,
is it different?
Would you put $50,000 in a mutual fund in order to turn it into $55 in a year?
I don't
Absolutely.
Know what a mutual fund is. First off, I don't know what that is. So no.
This is the number one mutual 62 entrepreneurial podcast, and we don't even know what a mutual fund
for 167th for a reason. We're not going up.
Making, I realize there's work to it, but I mean, 800 into 1600 seems like
the thing.
800
is a lot of money, though. 800 is a lot of outlay. It's a lot of money.
Okay, so there's other factors that come into it, but those kind of things don't seem like they'd be hard sellers. So you find out, you know, where you're at on the thing.
Look, if I had the Scrooge McDuck swimming pool that you have, Kevin, yes, I would happily spend 800 of your
dollars. Well, maybe if you'd spend $800 turned into $1,600, you'd have $1,600 and you would have a
little bit of a down payment on that pool. I'm too busy spending $800 on $600 worth of sports cards, okay?
So, oh, that's so true.
Speaking of that.
So my $800 is a dollar investment should turn into $4,000. So
realistically, if it was like $2,500, I'd consider it. That'd be like the bottom line, I think.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
$800.
Well, okay, but Carrie, would you do $800 to $1,200 if you knew it all sell in a day?
Yes, but that's very rare.
So that's what Carrie's thinking more is. I need cash to pay my bills, and I can't tie up $800 right now. Is what he's thinking.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I got that. So. But there's other variables involved then. If it's, you know, if it's something that the sell through rate is insane, so what?
Yeah, obviously.
2 days. I mean, who cares?
Or even if it's like, I feel confident I could put that through a whatnot auction and make my money back within the week, I would be fine with that if it was like double my money. But the problem is with eBay, you know, or if I felt like I could make my money back within a week on eBay or something, get my...
You guys are in great... Like, we're still struggling. There was 3 sales this week that it was rainy, and so I had to pick 3. I mean, there's just not much here.
I am telling you, like, I didn't... Last, I was moving at this time last year, so I didn't go to these community sales. They are insane. I went to a community sale on Saturday, 77 houses participating.
There's so many here.
We were
there
from like 7:30 until 12:30.
It would take
me. And there were still places we didn't get to. Like, we just ran out of time because I had to do some stuff.
You got to move south, okay? There's a lot of benefits. First off, the weather's
the
much nicer down here.
The community sales in the spring are insane. And what's interesting is you actually have to pay to participate. So, like, you're not going to just do this community sale and put out 4 items because you literally had to pay $20 to play.
To sell something in your yard?
To sell something in your own yard in these communities, you have
because
to pay $20.
Because, like, the HOA or something? Or, like,
HOA
everybody
makes
chipped...
You. HOA makes you, but here's the thing, the HOA uses the money to get like a food truck or something, right? So there is like, they're using that money for something. They're also getting your city permit, so you don't have to do that work. So they get your permit, they get you a food truck, and then
you need
they make
a city permit to do a yard sale.
Do they have some patrolling and checking
the
this?
Land of the free and the home
of
the brave.
In Florida, you need to have your permit on display, and so if you
for
don't,
any yard
you
sale,
yes,
who's
and you can only do 2
up.
A year.
Who's checking?
You can only
the
do
patrol?
2 a year, and on top of that, they can't start before 8 a.m. in my town.
I guarantee you.
That's
you
crazy.
Can get to. I guarantee
this
you
is the
can
first
get to 5 yard sales. 5 yard sales before anybody notices.
So speaking of 5, I think I drove 77 miles to get to the 3 that I went to.
Really?
Oh, it's there's Dave.
You
around
have to stop
here,
and
you
feed your horse like 3 times.
Oh, he told me. He said he went to the first one. There were so many pickers there that he just left.
James
on Saturday,
River, James River.
Yeah, I think
See,
so. Yeah.
Well, he needs to learn. Don't go to James River.
Really?
I mean, he just had to call me up. Go somewhere else. That's exactly. When everybody
Kevin,
goes this way, you go this way. It isn't that.
Kevin has Steve
unless
or his dad check the yard sale before he even gets out.
Yeah, they vet it for him.
Hey, two
it's
sales.
It's like
I
Danielle
went to.
From American Pickers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I went to these sales, and
Steve's
there's
hotter.
These donations, right? There's these donate, you know, it's like, okay, this is for the Marine Corps League. And like, I'm like, how much for it? And they're like, oh, it's a donation. I'm like, gosh, don't you know this is on camera? I can't lowball you when you want a donation
well,
for
you
something,
could.
You know? And then I go to a church, so how much? Oh, it's just a donation. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm begging them to give me a price.
Yeah.
So I finally go out and I could have got this pile of stuff worth hundreds and hundreds for $20, easy. They would have taken it and smiled. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't. I'm
Why?
Like, here's because I'm gonna get tore up.
All right, all the real resellers listening to the show, tell us down below how you feel about Kevin. Right now.
So what I did in the video was I said to the camera, I'm like, all right, y'all, I just straight
fake
up
Kevin
said it
paid
to the
more.
Camera.
Real Kevin would have paid less.
No, that's true. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah, that is
and
true.
Real Dave and real Carrie.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I lowballed someone on something stupid this weekend too. Like I was doing a lot of lowballing this weekend.
I do hate that. Like, give me a donation thing because you can never pick the right number because it's always too little. I feel
or too much or too much if it's a hardcore reseller watching. They're like, why'd you give her 50? You could have gotten away for 20. Right, so you lose no matter what.
I write this comment down because I did. Have you ever seen Honest Tim on my videos?
Yes.
If you've seen it. So I'm doing a deal with him, and I try to give him a decent price, right? And so one person, these are back-to-back comments. Tim needs to make money too, dude. You know, they're like, why you got a low ball? Your buddy, you know, Tim needs to make money too. And then the next guy says, I wouldn't buy anything from Tim. He's overpriced. Why did you buy anything? I'm like,
is there a train going through the...
What the heck was that?
Sounds like Santa landing on the roof.
I don't know what
I think
that
you
was.
Might get abducted at any moment. He just left.
What is going on? He left.
I hope everything's okay. I'm starting. He looked a little bit concerned there for a second.
I guess we'll find out.
Now we're going to see how the podcast goes when we don't have the host.
We wouldn't be on episode 80. I can tell you that.
We definitely wouldn't.
I think it was some punk kids.
Really?
With their like car with like the big speaker in the back, like just. Some crazy. I wonder if my wife is texting me. She probably is. She's like, dang, kids. Yeah, it's really weird because, like, ever since I started this new eBay thing, my bank account's going up, which is weird. I'm not used to it. I'm used to it just constantly in decline and, like, doing three whatnots a week plus doing, like, high-dollar items on eBay. It's like, eBay sent you a payout for $7.46. I'm like, what? I've never seen that
before.
How
often do you get a payout?
Daily.
Daily, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they're not all that big. Like, yesterday I got one for $24. Right, but, yeah, right. I mean, some of the payouts are actually significant now. And then with the whatnots, I mean, I've been doing really well on whatnot, like, at least $500.
Are you sure this is a good decision for your trajectory of your career here? You've made a living on social media being an okay reseller. You know,
I know. What's going to happen if I become a good one?
Yeah.
You sure you want to be competent at this point?
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I'm like, I'm like a little afraid to read the comments. I probably should look at my latest comments because, like, someone messaged me on my video from yesterday on my NC Picker and they said, I hope you don't read all these rude comments. These people really do suck here. On my latest NC Picker video, and I'm like, oh man, I hadn't read any on that. I wonder what they say. Maybe we should look. We could look today, and we'll see. Like, I maybe I'll need your moral support, because people are telling me they're really bad. I don't know.
I've had some ups. It's, you know, it is what it is, man. People are going to be who they are. Yeah. I did a video on Flipper. You probably saw it about, you know, all the people.
Yes,
that are
I watched that
like,
whole
dude.
Thing. You name dropped like everyone in the community. If you didn't get name dropped in that video, you should be offended because he name dropped everybody. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it to listen for your own name. That was really his play.
He burnt a lot of bridges on that one. Burnt a lot of bridges down.
Yeah, right. Right.
No, I mean, listen, we can talk about that for a minute. So basically, Kevin was saying everyone resells their own way and, you know, you shouldn't really be riding people or getting on them for reselling differently, right? Like, well, some people will do it one way, some will do it another way. Kevin's going to sell Tupperware for $2.
I would
Carrie's
just say
gonna sell
this.
Cards for $1, and
this.
I'm going to have a $70 ASP.
You're kind of right. The bigger point, what is, there you go. I tell you what, Dave, you're making me think about it. It's like...
It's really interesting.
The problem is I, you know, if you focus, you know, because I think this, what you're saying is, you know, if you really focus, I'm not going to pick this, I'm just going to pick this, you know, you're going to find more of that, and you're going to look for it. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit difficult around here, and like I said, you can talk to your buddy Brandon, but I mean, I don't think it's impossible. But going back to that video, the point I was trying to make is everybody's circumstance is different. In other words, okay, there's a point to be critical of somebody who's selling Tupperware lids trying to make a full-time income. Right. Mm-hmm. I think there's a legitimate point there. But there are some people who aren't trying to do that. They're trying to make $400 a month for X, for Y. They want to buy a car. They want to pay off a debt, whatever. And so everybody's in a different circumstance. And that's the point that so many people miss.
Yeah.
And I get ripped all the time. Like I'm somehow teaching people how to be full-time resellers. I'm not. I never have. I've been a part-time reseller, and I've picked this way, and I'll continue to pick this way. And
I think,
you know,
I think people forget we're just showing our journey as resellers, what we sell, why we pick it up. We don't necessarily tell anybody. I don't necessarily tell people to go look for the stuff I'm looking for, but this is the stuff I find and the stuff I enjoy.
That's because there's so many people out there who are like self-proclaimed guides, right? And they are saying, oh, do what I do and you'll get rich.
I mean, do I have
my
course
and subscribe to my Patreon and do all that, right? But people bunch us all up into that category when a lot of us are just trying to share our life, share our story, share our adventures with other people that are like-minded. And it's just our sense of community, right?
And
it's
not part of that
training course.
It flies better with there's more people out there who are doing – there's a very small percentage of people who do this full-time. Your audience is narrowed way down. Do I want to do videos about full-time reselling? No. I don't, A, because I don't find it fun. And B, because the audience on social media would shrink, you know, a ton. I want to appeal to everybody, and I want to do it this way, and I'm not going to stop.
I think that's fair. And to me, this kind of just like spiraled out of my control. I wasn't planning for all this to happen. I was in a Pittsburgh Pickers live chat the other day, and I was talking to AEIOU. Reseller or whatever, I can't remember what's
eBay,
the anyways, and he's like, I'm still trying to decide if Dave is a content creation genius with this reset thing or if he just really wanted to reset his store. I didn't even think about it. I just wanted to reset my store. I didn't think that everyone would want to join in
though.
But like
people will watch you for 20 to 30 minutes, repaint a room, possibly get carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm not sure if you did or didn't, but I was questioning it because you were getting a bit loopy with the fumes.
I honestly really enjoyed it. By the end of that video, I was in there for like, so I'm terrible at everything I do. I do everything poorly.
Thank
and
you.
So I'm up there and I'm just,
I try to
I'm
text
spraying
that to you
the
every
paint
day.
Over my head and it's like falling. It was just like the movie Blade where the blood is falling down on you and it's like just paint. And like, I got to a point where I had so much paint on my shirt, I took my shirt off. So I was like shirtless spraying it and I'm just like covered in gray paint.
That
by
would
the
have
end.
Been a great time lapse for your video. Just shirtless Dave covered in paint.
No, I was like, I should put on some like neon lights around my neck and stuff. Like, ha!
it was very good. I enjoyed those videos, and I still do. I mean, don't know why.
Like those old Putin pictures, you know, where he's on the horse and he's topless, and I can see Dave with the I like it.
Yeah, or Napoleon.
Yeah,
Dynamite.
Oh. Yeah, just
not Dynamite. Just Kevin's like a little Napoleon.
Just a bunch of
like
short...
a power complex. He's small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
hate Napoleon. Just FYI.
He's a short king, just like Napoleon on a horse.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. So what's interesting is like I didn't realize it, but everyone wants to like watch me do this because they want to do it. If you look at those comments, everyone's like, "Man, I've wanted to do this forever. Yeah. Man, I've wanted to reset my store forever." And then I've had people messaging me being like, "Hey, I took down all my listings," and they're sending me like progress pictures. Of their sheds, like, completely being redone.
Yeah.
Like, I've got several messages like that where it, like, motivated people to just start over and just to, like, rethink their business.
I'm just saying,
you could... I think that's kind of cool.
You could pivot into, like, some sort of course at this point about resets and resetting your online business.
Well, and so what's interesting is the comments are like, hey, I'm so glad I found you with your taking your listings down. I'm really enjoying seeing you rebuild your store. So it was an interesting. It was not my goal. But a lot of people are, like, enjoying the journey, and I think that's cool. And so I also don't want to let them down now, right? Like, this whole time I'm like, oh, I'm going to sell higher dollar items. I'm going to move this stuff on whatnot. Like, now I got an audience to, like,
so how
show
are you
that I really
incorporating
can't do this.
Your, are you still doing, like, are you talking about whatnot on your Flipper channel?
Yeah, yeah,
you're not filming
it
necessarily, but you're, like, filming here. I got to ship all this stuff out today or whatever.
So my Flipper video tomorrow for you and Kevin and Carrie, yesterday for everyone watching this, is a journey, right? Like, Friday night, it's literally got, like, Friday, the word Friday. And it's, I pull out the camera and I start saying, oh, I'm going to the dance with Callie, because she had, like, a little daddy-daughter dance thing. So I went to the dance, and then I'm like, now I'm getting ready for my Whatnot. And I did a little bit of a screen record for the Whatnot, and I put that in there. I mean, all that's, like, 2.5 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And then it goes to me after sourcing and listing 100 items. and talking through that up till 1 a.m. basically saying, hey, I just listed the last item. Here's my expected profit. And then it's Sunday, and then I'm actually doing the eBay order pull, and it ends up being a 40-minute video. Mm-hmm. But it's like a journey. I'm trying to make it more of like a journey than just like very run-of-the-mill what sold. I think that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I think it's going to work. And you're throwing in the trash to cash
I talk
supply
about all the time,
hut
yeah.
link.
Oh, yeah. Trash, cash, supply hut. Yep.
Supply hut. Trash, number two, cash, 5% off, supplyhut.com. Go check it out.
Let's talk about commonwealthpicker.com because that's like now a website. It's not just a big cartel.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've seen an increase in traffic for everything. Just simply, I did it. I've told you guys this. I don't know if I've said it on the show, but we talk about Facebook, but we don't often talk too much because this is shows on YouTube. But a lot of the Facebook people came over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
And so Facebook is a huge audience. Dave has a big channel. Carrie's got a big channel. I've got a big channel. And it's much more difficult on Facebook to get people connected. You know, they're not used to, you know, check the video link below.
They're not used to computers
and
stuff.
That. Yeah. I will say this one more time, Carrie. My demo on Facebook is far younger than YouTube. All right. I'll probably say it again.
It's like 75 to 86.
He's not
going
to say it to reiterate. He's going to say it because he keeps forgetting he said it.
At any rate, I did this so that I could verbally say, because now the flipper videos are now on Facebook for the first time, and verbally say commonwealthpicker.com and get people to go over commonwealthpicker.com without having to navigate and find it, because you're being fed stuff on Facebook. It's not like YouTube where you can actively seek it out. Facebook just feeds it to you.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit of a different animal, and it's had a lot of traffic, and a lot of folks, if you're listening to this podcast right now, came over from Facebook. Dave, did you post it in your Facebook page, this podcast?
I did. Yeah. Actually, I never looked to see if anyone clicked it. Did you check that?
I did not, but the last two videos have been huge. I mean, 2 videos ago, that YouTube video is almost at 10,000. YouTube alone. For this podcast is almost a 10,000. That's unheard of.
And it's not even good. It's not even a good show. Yeah. This is complete garbage and you're wasting your time. But thank you for wasting it with us. We really appreciate it.
I
like to think that they're
the power that we've received. Yes.
Cleaning their own garage, sorting out their death pile, listing stuff, and they've just got our sultry voices in the background. Every now and then they're like, huh, that was mildly funny. And then they just move on with their day. Like, that's the audience, right, Carrie?
I got motivated. I got rid of half of my boxes that were falling down behind me. I still have the other half to do, but I got rid of half
of them.
Also,
is that just like an exposed light bulb up against the wall? Is that what I'm seeing?
Technically two of them. I mean, it's two of them.
How many lamps do you see for free or for a dollar at yard sales every week?
Like all the time. Mm. I have most of them in my
room.
And
I see people pick them up. And I pick up all kinds of stuff, but people pick up lamps and sell them. I'm like, really, man, that seems like it's just hard. But I see people, Golden State Picker out there, he's always selling lamps and stuff.
I think
like,
the crazy
geez.
Lamp lady lamp. Sells lamps.
I love lamp.
Me too.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love lamp. Yep. Mm-hmm. 282 people came over from Facebook to the last podcast.
Okay,
that's
and see, and I didn't post that one. I didn't post that one in mine, and it was 600 the week before you said.
Yeah, you got 600, I got 200. His reach is just phenomenally large, guys, exactly, in case you didn't know. Just, Kevin's a big deal.
Oh, my
this is
gosh.
Important.
Just you
speaking
know,
of big deal, what did you do for your birthday?
My family took me out to a wonderful
besides
restaurant.
Besides drinking.
Yeah. I did.
Which restaurant did you go to?
Moves. It's called Perky's. On Route 29.
Is that one of those like Hooters type things? Yeah.
That's where you're trying to get us to go in Vegas, right?
It's weird around here because this place like literally a hole in the wall. They got license plates on the walls, whatever, and it is like the best steak, the best food. It's you know
you
expensive
don't
for
wanna,
around here.
You typically don't want to eat at those kind of places. They're not known for their food.
So good. Oh, it was 5:30 and it was jam packed. We had to get a reservation to get in. And it literally is like a little hole in the wall bar. Weird.
I want to go though. I want to have the best steak in Podunk, West Virginia, wherever you live.
Yeah. You should come right up the road here, Dave. There's this house for sale. And it's this mansion with a beautiful view of the Blue Ridge. And
my
mom is the only reason I'm getting views though, so I can't really leave her.
Has an extra house. And so Don and Carrie could come live with you.
There we go.
The property.
We need a place
to stay. Two car garage, and then a massive, just massive RV garage. And then on top of that is a one bedroom.
You gotta remember
house,
though.
And then it has just a beautiful. You should.
Come. How much is it?
$800. But it's got 6 acres. 6 acres.
Okay, Carrie, go.
No, you gotta travel like 80 miles down a back road before you even get to a bigger back road.
Oh, that's
right.
Carrie's been here.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yes.
And I swear, it would be dangerous.
Yes, Carrie was invited, yes.
Yeah, no, Kevin goes like 65, 70 down those back roads, like going over bridges,
like normal
Dukes of Hazzard style. It's insane.
Nah, I'm sure, I've seen Dawn drive. She probably goes 3 miles an hour. Like, hey.
So, Dave, I'm headed downtown Lynchburg. We went to Bootleggers. It's a good place, which when American Pickers come, that's where they go eat, since you mentioned them earlier. And I'm like, okay, I start driving. And I'm not a mile from my house, and I've already lost them. They're gone.
Wow.
That's how slow they drive.
That's why you just got to give them the address and assume they'll show up at some point.
Yeah. I was finished with the appetizer.
We do the hand signals. This is a right-hand turn. I think that's a left-hand. We don't know. That's why we get in a lot of wrecks.
They try not to roll the windows down because the plush fly out the windows as they drive.
True. At all times.
That's a real concern. That's a reseller problem that's not talked about a lot. The fact that you can't open your windows or crap will fly out. Like ephemera is just like, shh. Yeah, oh, that was from 1915. Oh, well, there it goes.
Those World War One love letters just flying out the window.
That's a real problem I've faced before as a reseller. Dude, okay, go ahead, Kev.
Your buddy is using me. He's like
CBI Thrifts.
Yeah, he's like a mini Dave, just exploiting Commonwealth Pickers.
Well, every time you see him, you go turn his camera off.
Well,
like, what do you expect him to do?
Because I don't want him to exploit me. Speaking of
exploiting,
it didn't work. He's got a
1 out of 10.
He's got a 1 out of 10 from you, Kevin.
Yeah,
so he's very appreciative.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing his thumbnails for him?
I've taught him how to do his thumbnail.
Look,
yes.
Just like a Dave thumbnail. He puts me in there. He's got Turner in the dang thumbnail, for goodness
does
sake.
He really?
I want money out of this. So, speaking of money, that podcast that we don't mention their name.
Cancel This Podcast?
No, not that one.
the reseller clickbait podcast.
Oh, yes, yeah. Speaking of that, let's talk about that. Because you were on there without permission from us.
What's going on?
From you? What about me?
Well, I mean, you have to get an agreement with us to be appearing on another show since you belong to us.
Yeah,
that's, you know, all I'm saying.
What do you think I should charge these guys? Although
500.
He sent me a box of sealed VHS, so that might be the price that you have to pay. You want to put me on there?
Can I
box
ask,
of sealed VHS?
With Brandon's thumbnail, is there a reason you look like a 70-year-old woman? Like,
what's
happening with this thumbnail?
I'm gonna go look at this.
You
can
look
you
like
put that as a
or you look like Elton John, kind of. Like, I don't understand what's happening.
It was freezing
there.
Cold for one, and so I have like a jacket on, but you know, I wear the fanny pack, and then I have a fanny pack.
I don't know if you can see it, Carrie. I was trying to show. Hold on, let me. I gotta share it a different way to show you. He looks straight up like a grandma. Like, I'm not. Like, you don't look like that normally, so it's a little bit confusing to me why you look like a grandmother.
Jeez, well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Dave.
I asked him. He said he added
he
the grandma filter.
Stuff. That's the one where his wife is stealing stuff out of the basement.
Yeah, well, he got accused of stealing, right? Look at him. Doesn't he look kind of like a grandma?
A little bit? He does.
No offense to the grandmas out there. Actually, grandmas, you all look better than Kevin.
It was chilly.
Yeah, he's a little chilly. Yeah, tell us what happened with the stealing. Did they think you were stealing or just
no,
Brandon?
No, I just had this guy who went upstairs and he's like, there's people downstairs just walking out of here with stuff. And the last people I saw down there was his wife.
Is that the one where he got the Alan Jackson standee?
I
think it is. He bought an Alan Jackson, you know, like the cardboard stand-up
thing. It wasn't
Alan
Jackson. It was George Strait, I think.
Oh, whatever. He sold it for $250.
Already?
Wow. Yeah, already.
Nice.
So how do you ship that? I don't even know. How would
That's
you ship
a great question.
That sounds horrible.
Unless it folds. It's like a stand-up. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Perry.
Stand-up cardboard.
Yeah.
Person. Cut out. I don't know how you'd ship something like that.
Hey,
crazy.
Speaking of Trash to Cash Vegas Bash, we have the sign came in. Supply Hut, My Reseller Genie, and is it just those two?
Adam and Eve. That's our
and
other sponsor.
Adam and Eve. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve. Yeah. Hey, 58 attendees, guys. 58 attendees. At the Trash to Cash Vegas Bash, 58 total people.
And did
not
you
necessarily
see
all of them paid? But 58 people. So, and that's a pretty intimate event. So if you guys do want to go, if you're going to be in Vegas, it's in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
Come hang out with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. We release an itinerary.
Listen, the link can be found on commonwealthpicker.com. Scroll down to events and you can find the link.
Yeah.
And while you're there, you can use my affiliate link. Buy a sticker.
You could find the link also on americanarbitrage.netscape.com.
Dude, Carrie, can you mention our top tier Patreons? Because we have a new patron in the top tier, and I'm very happy to welcome Dez Hardy to the top tier of our Patreon.
Dez, you've made it. Welcome to the promised land. Welcome, welcome.
Dez is an amazing supporter. I don't know if she ever buys from you, but she loves the plush. She loves the plush.
I think she's bought from me. I think so.
Yeah. So thank you, Dez.
We have Biscuit Butt still there, right? Is he still
Biscuit Bill,
hanging around
Biscuit
there?
Butt? No, he's mad at you, so he canceled.
Oh, is he really mad at me?
Yeah, you didn't know he was mad at you? It's like a whole thing. It's about the weight loss challenge.
I am super out of touch, yeah.
Sales by Tony, ABC Matt, Parker County Picker, Biscuit Butt is in there, Pearls from the Past, Raise Heckfire Resell, and Rob Moreau.
I've been watching
And Tanya Arnold.
I've been watching some of Pearls from the Past.
Hey, Rob Moreau is back. He left us and now he came back. Thanks for coming back, Rob.
Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob.
Shouldn't have left.
What did you say, Carrie?
No, I've been watching Pearls from the Past. They're doing like What Sold videos and stuff. So
Been linking. Did you find him through our Discord?
Yeah. That's, I think, how I found him. Yeah.
That's how I found him, too. Yeah. A lot of people do self promotion on the Discord.
Yeah,
the
they do.
It's kind of cool.
Do. I've met a lot of people. Some of them don't, you know.
I'm not a big fan
some
of
them. Some of them, yeah. Brian Kloss.
Especially that big and fun guy. He's Brian, not that fun at all. He's just constantly belittling my
stuff. I'm getting stuff bribes. The bribe stuff keeps coming from those guys. I got another Philly hat from somebody else trying to get me to go to this game. So, hey, I got this comment. Well, this isn't a comment of the week. But I just Harry Tornado kind of threw us under the bus here. Look at what he says here for about Chris.
Typical Tornado move.
Flip the world. And there's 36 thumbs up on this and 5 replies for the last
video.
I did pin it. Well, he shouldn't have done that. He's my Chris is my favorite reseller, he says. That's what he says.
Yeah, and a lot of people hated Chris. We should talk about that too.
Right. And he says, and I'm not just saying that because he has a tattoo of me on his thigh. Which is really, really
upper
weird.
Inner thigh, yeah.
Which, you know, could be.
It actually just says Harry Tornado, and it's an arrow. It actually has nothing to do with Josh.
Exactly. It's not just even directions. About him. It's just directions. But
here's the
Harry Tornado is this way.
I thought I had some issue. Oh my gosh!
Trash to cast. 167 in the world for business guys. Good job.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurships or something.
He's got more hustle. He's got more hustle, drive, and creativity than anyone else I know.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. I can't get mad at Josh because he raided my Whatnot auction.
Yeah.
Was it Friday night? Carrie, has he done that to you?
No, he would. Maybe
300. Somewhere. I had 360 people in an auction. It was crazy.
Wow. Nice. You got to rip off far more than usual.
Well, I usually get like 150. So, but that still was like pretty shocking to have that many people. And it was. They didn't really bid much, I'll be honest. I don't know how effective raiding is in like the actual buying, but it was kind of fun to get
like,
that many people.
I think most people are just confused. They're like, how did I get here? What's going on?
Why am I with this idiot?
He is not, he's not
just
the person
do what
I like.
Harry Tornado
leave.
Tells him to do, you know? That's just what it is. But, I mean, this is Chris hustle and drive. He basically says I work 3 days a week because I want to be a big, giant kid for 4 days. I mean, hustle and drive, really?
That's true.
I know, I did three Whatnots this week. Along with everything else I do, so I'm not really that impressed.
And you have
Chris.
A real job.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with
we
his.
We didn't talk about
well. A lot of people said Kevin was a terrible, or Chris was a terrible reseller, and he was a jerk because he didn't
really?
Want people to do returns on Whatnot. Did you see these comments?
I'm not seeing these comments.
Yeah. Well, and so they made a good point just about Chris being the worst, and Chris just let us know. Well, no, this is how we find out if Chris listens to the show.
Although Chris would fire back at these people, though he's not afraid.
He did
like
fire
Knobloch.
Back at them.
Yeah,
you know, he did. Yeah, he was firing back. Yeah.
Speaking of,
it was pretty funny.
WBN. Walter Blake Knobloch.
Yeah.
He is basically leasing. Did you see he's like leasing his YouTube channel? He's like, all right, people, I'm going to lease you my. He didn't say lease, but he's like, send me your content and I'll put it on my channel with my audience.
Oh my gosh, really? How much does he charge?
Check it out. You have to do. I don't know what
he is. How much is he charging?
He's like, I got an audience right here. I'm not creating picking content. Give me your picking content. I don't know what the deal is. You got to contact him.
Interesting. I'm gonna do it.
Think about that.
Hold on, I'm gonna do that right now.
You know, if you have a channel that's monetized, you know, you could like, I mean,
I don't want his crappy viewers though. They don't watch his videos.
Well, no, no. This is you just superimpose a Dollar Tree in the background of every garage sale video, and they'll watch.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was pretty smart, actually. I like the idea. He's like thinking of ways to make the channel work, you know.
Well, I'll lease out your channel for a video. Can I do that, Kevin?
Hey, I kind of did this with Flippy McFlipperson. Did you see that? I asked him at the Peaches to Beaches. I asked him to make a review of that Peaches to Beaches sale. So if people wanted to go, here's where I started. Here's a good strategy kind of thing.
But did and you he put made that it, on and Commonwealth I put Auctions?
It on, I put it on Garage Sale Nation. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So well, we got a couple new reviews on the podcast, guys, and this is a reselling podcast, but we do want to read the reviews, and we've got more reselling to talk about, so don't go anywhere,
because
there's some
reselling.
Really big news about reselling,
news.
Too,
big
that
reselling
we need to think
news
up.
Coming up, guys. If you say dead, we'll find out.
Forsaken Lord gave us this 5-star review. Awesome fantasy sketch. Please read me, Dave. I've never read this, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, let's do it.
I have this awesome fantasy where the three of you do a sketch of three mobsters / bad guys. No, where did Kevin go? I'll wait for him to come back.
Scared.
Let's just quietly wait. He's scared. We're just going to wait. There
he's
he is.
I'm here. Just keep going.
He's scared to sleep with the fishes is what he's scared
he's
of.
He's putting his pants back on.
Yeah.
That's totally... Okay, anyways. Three mobsters even... / bad guys. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
There's so many holes in his pants. Do they even count as pants anymore?
Yeah, he actually has to wear two pairs of underwear because things just fall out of the holes.
So many rips in those jeans.
Okay. A sketch of three mobsters / bad guys that's totally unlike your characters. The sketch could be related to reselling and how some people perceive us to be bad guys. Of course, the scene should be serious in a sarcastic way. I don't know why, but I truly believe you guys can act it out brilliantly. What does this mean, a sketch? Help me understand what we're supposed
sketch.
To be doing
we
here.
Need to just ad-lib a reseller mobster.
This sounds
sketch.
Like a Patreon tier.
Well,
you know, get us to do this sketch, $500.
Yeah.
I saw a really popular TikTok of somebody imitating Gary Vee going to garage sales.
Oh, I've seen that one. Yeah. Yep, I've seen that
one. So maybe that's it. I still want – here's a request for anybody who's coming to the Vegas Bash here. I would still like to have a Reservoir Dog scene with me and Dave and Carrie walking up, and then I
dude,
still would
like
that.
I was literally that. Googling awkward family photos Vegas because I want a bunch of – are any of you guys who are coming photographers? Because I want some ridiculous photos of me, Kevin, and Carrie like
that'd
snuggling
be
and
no.
just doing ridiculous
yes,
crap.
Yes,
like
yes.
like we're in the same shirt and our arms are all going through the holes together, some
yes,
crap like that.
Yes.
I just want to yes. have a whole bunch of awesome – ridiculous. We can have our own Trash Cash podcast calendar.
Every kind
like,
of yeah, yeah. yeah.
I need someone in Vegas, not Carrie, because they'll never freaking do it. But someone who actually does things in Vegas, find me like a awkward family photo company, because I want to go to a photo shoot while I'm there with these.
You've
guys.
Already got jam packed stuff in there. I'm trying to have a little break,
dude. We're doing a live Whatnot auction at the whatever
yesterday's
that place
Fitz,
is, Jesse's place.
Yeah.
Yesterday's Fitz. And anyone who comes to the event is invited to come to the auction and like hang out with us while we do the auction.
So I'm
no
thinking
one said
of
yes,
doing
but,
what you're talking
yeah.
about, doing a kind of a vloggy kind of thing,
okay,
and doing a video from Vegas. I have two
yeah.
interviews lined up that I'm going to put out. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to take a week off, shut the store down. And I got two videos that I'm going to put out, but I need a third. So I'm thinking of maybe making one there.
You should.
I've never
people
done that
like
before.
It. People like it. People yeah. enjoy that kind of content. Yeah. There is one really quick review. It says, poor Kevin from Stymie Claws. Great podcast. Listen whenever I can. Dave and Carrie need to let Kevin talk more. Kevin is the brains. Dave and Carrie are the clowns.
Ooh. Well.
Brutal.
I'll tell brutal. You, that's not entirely hurtful. True.
Can you keep it down, say. Kevin? We're trying to talk.
Yeah. 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 Stop talking so much.
I was surprised. Hey, could we talk about podcasting in general for a second? I know it's
okay.
Not
then we've got like several reselling
okay,
questions
all
right, from our Patreon.
All right. So just really quick. Did you envision I know you got Dave doesn't think much, he just does, right?
Yeah.
I did not ever
not
think
a thought.
And I wanted to be
never.
A part of this because I
what's
think
thinking?
This reaches a different audience for me.
Yeah.
I did not ever ones. Think that podcasting for reselling could reach 10,000 to 15,000 viewers per episode. I never thought that.
Oh, me and Carrie are highly delusional. We were talking about 10,000 on the first episode.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
The podcast is going to blow your mind, guys. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yes. We need that intro again. I miss it.
That is a good intro.
Yeah, speaking of, the trailer for this podcast doesn't even have me in it. I'm not even.
No,
in
it, does,
it
does. It does. It's no, it doesn't. It's no, right after. Oh, you're talking on the page. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. Which, well, that's know, just because he's got more draw than you. That's I mean, true. You can't really argue that.
I gotta give credit.
400 people on my whatnot auction. Okay, no. So Joshua asked this question on Patreon. He said, if you could find 100 of anything at a yard sale, what would you want the bulk lot to be? So what's like your favorite thing to find 100 of?
Same thing? Like multi-quantity?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, multi-quantity.
It's got to be one item. So basically it's one item.
No, I think it could be like a lot of VHS or a lot of sports cars or a lot of...
That's terrible. You know,
they can be very. It doesn't have to be the same card or the same.
Definitely
VHS.
Not Tupperware for darn sure.
Well, Kerry, yours is a sports card, right?
No, I want to do something different, but let Kevin. Kevin's thinking, so let him do it.
I guess
I was giving him time.
One of my favorite things to sell is what. That's why I was so excited with Kerry's find. Is I love to sell vintage T-shirts. I love them, mm-hmm. and
I
so
hate it.
T-shirts, hats. I just love them. I mean, I like
when
all
you're
kinds
paying.
Of stuff.
It's different when you're paying Rally Roots like $700 a T-shirt. I'm buying them for a buck.
Yeah.
Kevin's,
dude,
Kevin's
did I
finding
tell you,
fire
Kevin.
On a wire.
And I know some people watched my Flipper video where I talked about this, but I don't think Kevin heard this. That guy who was upset about buying those shirts for me on Whatnot, the Rally Roots ones, he wrote back and he said, hey, I definitely want to return them. These are garbage. They really should just be thrown out. They're in such bad condition. Yeah. I'm like, please do not throw out these shirts.
Please don't throw these
please,
shirts.
Please, they're very valuable shirts. Mm-hmm. You can sell them on eBay for three times what you paid for them. Like, send them back to me. Do not throw them out. But that was all my commenters think he's fishing for like a partial or something and doesn't even want to send them back because I haven't heard from him since. So
when in doubt, tell him to send back the item for a full refund.
That's what I told him.
Just what
that's what I told him. I said,
that's
send
a great
back.
Catchphrase, Kerry. You should use that.
I when in doubt, I actually I got it from Philly Flipper. Actually, that's where I learned it from.
Mm-hmm. He did a parted out one too. He got a lot of good phrases.
I
like
did
that.
Find one of these things. I walked into the sale and I probably wouldn't have done this except for I got a YouTube channel and I'm like, you know what? What the heck? Let's buy them all. Oh, brand new shoes. They're uniform shoes for like band members and stuff like that. And there was 50 of them. And I'm like, how much you want? Whatever. And like, I'll buy every single one. So I loaded my car up with like band member.
But that's a recency glossy. Bias, right? Like, that's not your fantasy find.
No, of course not. Of course not.
So what is like band shoes? If I could find a lot of band shoes, doggy
flutes are my favorite.
I mean, there's nothing like finding a multi-quantity
it's
item.
Shirts,
that's the
right.
exact same item, though. See, the shirts aren't that. I would rather find 100 of the exact same item.
Dude, call me old-fashioned, and I know they're not really worth a ton, but there's nothing that makes me as happy as finding video games. No, like just a huge lot of video games.
Depends on what the video
games are. No, I know they're not all valuable. I know the majority aren't very good anymore as far as value goes. Like, you know, if you find a bunch of Wii games, there's going to be very few that are big, worth 15 plus, you know? Hey, there's some, obviously, any system. But, like, to go and find, like, your mega haul where you spent $800, you just closed out the profit sheet, Kevin, on it. The you spent $800 and you made, what'd you say, $4,000,
$3,000? $3,800.
People watch that because, like, that's one of my, like, fantasy finds, is to just go and find all that awesome
that
video game
nuts.
Stuff. Because I love video games at the end of the day. Yeah. So, like,
and
that's
it took
cool
up,
to
like, this much space, you know? And I made $4,000 off the deal, you know? You can't beat that stuff. And I had one that a Commonwealth Classic video that posted the other day was another one of those. I probably made $800-$900 on it. Not that much, but it was... I mean, you can't beat those finds.
My big buy this weekend was Lionel Trains, right?
Yeah.
$800 worth of trains. Like,
were they all boxed up and nice and neat?
All boxed, all perfectly neat, all cataloged.
I wonder who sells
them. Some of them brand new.
Like they collect them their whole life.
As an elderly man, he's been collecting his whole life. He moved down to Florida, and he just doesn't have space to put it up. And he said he's been sitting in a garage for the 3 years he's lived down here, and he just can't justify keeping it anymore. Mm-hmm. And... you know, we made a deal and it was like I said, like 87 of them or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I've got one piece that's potentially worth $400-$500.
Ooh, should have paid him more. Are you going to go back? Do you have his address?
No, it's not enough profit. What are you talking about? I'm not Kevin the Commonwealth Picker. Oh, I'm actually going to go ask him for a refund. I'm only going to make like $3,200 from
so
this crap.
These ladies, I'm sitting here looking at this thing and I've got, they're like this church ladies and they're just, I've got these boots here, this leather jacket that looks like it's straight off of, you know,
leather daddy Kevin.
It's like a motorcycle jacket from like the 50s, man. It's killer. And I'm like, what am I supposed to offer these people? I don't even know what this is worth. This pile could be worth 150. It could be worth $500. What am I supposed to offer them? I've settled on $60, and they were overjoyed with it. I'm like, I should have said 50.
We got two packages in the mail. The Trash to Cash podcast did.
Oh wow!
Ooh. I just remembered this. The first one, they sent them to me, and they also, Kevin, someone sent me a giant box of sports card and said, "Please give this to American Arbitrage." And I'm like, "What are you gonna do with this?
Take it in the plane with you, don't you know?"
Oh, it's like, yeah, I couldn't bring my carry-on because I've got these one... Like, these sports cards are worthless, by the way. They're all 90s wax junk era, but Carrie's excited about them. But the second one is from Graham's and Pop's Vintage. I'll get it. You talk. Say what you were going to say, Kevin.
I wouldn't... What was I going to say? The second one was... Well, I don't know what I was going to say.
I'll tell you this. This is what I would want. Everybody thinks I'm going to say sports cards, but I would love to find, and I found these before, a big old tote of loose. I don't want new in the package because lube? That's going to be too... Yeah, lube. That is it. No, I want loose...
It's frigging pouring out.
I want loose action figures, but like 80s. Like He-Man, Ninja
those
Turtles.
Are fun.
I love those. Like, those and they fun. Have like... You can find the accessories. Those are a lot of fun. Yeah. You can sometimes get them from old grannies and stuff who are getting rid of their kids or grandkids.
You really, I got that comment this week. You're always taking advantage of the elderly, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say about us. We're always taking advantage of the elderly.
I always get told, you're going to get a Commonwealth picker, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how many 80-year-olds are getting on there to sell off their... I mean, there's a lot of resellers that are 80, but what is that?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
This is what we got from Graham's and Pop's Vintage.
No,
I don't know. We can share the profits, guys. We've got the Thai American Trio from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. That's a Beanie Baby.
Okay, so
more McDonald's Beanie Babies.
$200.
McDonald's Beanie Baby.
$300.
Throw them on the ground here. McDonald's Beanie Baby. McDonald's Beanie Baby. McDonald's Beanie Baby. McDonald's
Thousands
Beanie Baby.
Of dollars of value.
Crappy sports cards.
Nice.
Okay, we've got
in the rubber
Astros
band.
Tops.
Classy.
In the rubber band. Yep. What year is
Keep
this, Carrie? You can probably tell.
That's 1990 tops. Yeah.
Astros. Yep. We've got this Miesto. That one I might, you know, put on whatnot.
That's not
That's
bad.
Not bad.
You want to put that down?
A couple, gingerly. Couple little Hot Wheels, and then we've got the Poodoo poop shooter.
Oh,
that
the
we got.
Shooter? Yeah.
We've of course got the Grams and Pops Vintage using the QR code sticker.
Yes, and see, they probably got that for me. You know,
more Beanie Babies. Is this maybe that's my battery tester? And I think that's everything. I think Tina just put it in this other box of polymailer. So, thank you, Grams and Pops Vintage. This is all trash, and we will turn it into cash.
Thank you. Put it all together in one lot. I found a McDonald's, another McDonald's Happy Meal. Halloween bucket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Grams and Pops also said this, Kevin, on the Patreon. They said, does the appearance of stock footage Kevin on the Reseller Clickbait podcast signify trouble at home? Will Kevin be staying with the show, or is he entertaining offers? That's a good question. You are cheating on us, after all.
That's true. I wouldn't do. Well, that was... They really stole it from you, Dave, more than me. I mean, it was your... stock footage Kevin was Dave's idea.
Are you guys paying attention to Rally Roots and his content?
So, you know what? I almost looked it up because I saw something a couple
Someone
weeks ago.
Someone asked a question about it.
Okay, so what's going on?
And I haven't been paying... Well, okay, so Phil said, building on the Rally Roots video of the guy trying to take a hat,
I didn't
what are some similar
video.
Experiences you have had in your reselling career? So, Carrie, tell us what happens in the video so I can actually have some context.
I think it's where he tried to buy a hat off somebody's head. It's probably what it is. Like where
No, it says a guy trying to take a hat.
Yeah, I think he had one and somebody tried to take it, I think. Anyway, I will say this because I think that's what I got out of it. I've had people like right underneath me, like I'm looking at something and like I didn't have my hand on it per se.
I mean, in your eyes, everyone's underneath you, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So a normal
come on in and
other
just grab
person.
It right there from underneath you. I always ask if somebody's like even standing in front of something. I'll ask if I can, you know, if they're right
that.
There. In
Usually
front of
you
it,
just barge weird. Into people's houses unannounced. But I guess now.
Okay, so his video. So Ryan's video says he tried to grab it out of her hand. Estate sale nightmare, dude. Dude's taking a lesson from the NC Picker book of titles.
Exactly.
He even put an emoji in the thumbnail. Like, you know what? I appreciate it. You know, it's flattery when you know. But anyways, so that must be what he's talking about. Someone tried to take a hat out of her hand.
Because Dave invented these type of.
I did. I've invented. I've never copied anyone.
Why don't you copy
Frog
Jack
more
like everybody
more
else
of mine lately? I mean, I take some from other people. Don't get me wrong.
I tried to copy Julian's one that keeps getting a million views exactly, and it tanks to a 10. So I was like, yeah, never mind.
You're
that.
Not the first one to copy it.
That's the key, though. Yeah, you want everybody knows in garage sale content, you want an arrow. And I think we're going to get to the point where it's just an arrow. A giant arrow pointing to oblivion.
50 arrows.
And everywhere.
I think there's something to be said for trying to do something. Like, if you look at mine, I try and do some different stuff. You got to mix in the old classics. But I had a, and I missed it. I changed it and I regret it. I did one about the old hippie. I'm like, I bought, let's see, garage sale hippie. I can't remember. Dave, you can look it up. It's today's video. And I
garage sale hippie touched my nipple. Is that
this
one?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, this isn't your website. Never
three,
mind.
Yeah, and... three more than you would expect.
But I should have said I bought his whole stash, and I said I bought his whole collection because he's talking about smoking weed. I mean, he clearly is high as a kite in the video. Yeah.
You know what? You know what did good was the word cash, like cash, C A C H E. That one did well for me. So I don't know. You never know. Anyway, yeah. Well, this is not a YouTube thing, guys. We're not here to talk about YouTube.
Froggy responded to this one and thought it was brilliant, and it turned out not to be. But since Froggy thought it was, I thought it was brilliant. I titled a video "Garage Sale."
Oh, okay. I guess it wasn't that brilliant though. I changed it back to my thumbnail, and now it's like a number one. So. And I use the word alter in the thumbnail. So take that, everyone else. No one's thought of the word alter. I think that's a new one for a thumbnail. She tried to alter the price. Like, who's ever put that in a thumbnail? Yeah.
So did you go to the synonym finder for that one?
No, I didn't. So, okay. Phil said, Resell to Ride said, what is the weirdest or most controversial item you've ever sold online, any platform? Mm. The Kevin's bathwater sold pretty well for me.
That did.
The controversial part was me sneaking into his bathroom when he was taking a bath.
Carrie was taking DNA samples in my bathroom and collecting stuff to sell. Yeah.
And I have your 23andMe ready, so if you want to know about your heritage, I'll be happy to share it.
There is no world where Carrie will tell you about a controversial item he sold. He does his best to never sell anything controversial. Like, he'll be like, Dave, can I sell this purse? Yeah. Why? Well, I heard someone owned a purse like this that was controversial. It's like, I don't know. Just sell the purse, Carrie.
Uncle Remus.
I've stopped
Uncle
even
Remus.
Asking you because you give me such a hard time about everything.
I always just say, sell it, bro.
I got a long list. I'm not a wimp.
Yeah,
like
you
Carrie.
Sold Uncle Remus.
Uncle
yeah.
Remus.
I sold the Dr. Seuss.
You know, I've sold a couple of those. The band ones. I've sold the General Lee with the
Confederate flag. Yeah.
I once
what else?
I once sold a Smash Mouth CD and I regretted it. To be honest with you, nobody deserved it.
Yeah, because no one deserved the Smash. Hey, I want to know from the viewers. Comment down below. Controversial.
Donald Trump. Dice.
Apparently. I sold the Donald Trump shirt and people got upset. Yeah, so, I mean, there's all types. What's controversial is the real question. I mean, you
the
never
most
know.
One was the most controversial was the mink coat. And I didn't
even
sell
really?
It. I just bought
fur. Yeah.
I still
yeah.
have it. Now I'm like, do I want to sell it?
I would say Carrie's is the Beyond Burgers he's been selling. He's actually been buying them over at the local grocery and he's shipping them through eBay. It's
no,
going
here's
well.
The thing about Beyond Burgers we need to talk about. It's just anything that's not a burger, you know?
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
As long as it's not a burger, you can sell it.
In Virginia, they don't even know what Beyond Burgers are.
Yeah, that's just double. That's like a double meat.
Beyond Burger is like a vegetarian burger that they make that's supposed to be good. It's made out of like just chemicals.
Yeah, it tastes just like hamburger if they were made of dirt and feces.
Chemicals.
I love the my favorite is in Parks and Rec when they have that like burger battle where Chris Traeger like makes this crazy vegan burger with like 8,000 different spices and everyone's like, oh, this is pretty good. And then Ron Swanson rolls up and he's like, here, try this. And everyone tries it and he's like, it's meat with salt. And they're like, whoa, this is way better.
I'm too.
That's pretty,
old
no
for
offense
that
to
show.
The vegans. Yeah, that show's good, man.
My wife.
Okay. Minnesota Flips just wrote Ryan Gosling. That was their whole entire question for us. It's got no context. It just says Ryan Gosling.
He was on the Mickey Mouse Club, the original from the 60s.
Okay. Jess B. Crafton, not really a question, but she said, can we allow Carrie to bring on a special guest so he doesn't have to look perplexed and sit in silence the whole show?
Do you know who Jess B. Crafton is?
Well, so I know Carrie's got an enema inside him right now, and that's why he looks perplexed.
Yeah.
This is Jess B. Crafton's creation. This was her idea and the whole wrestler theme. She does.
He's holding up a sticker, guys. A sticker of an enemy to those who are listening.
It's the Enemania. Enemaniacs.
I'm telling you, you missed an opportunity this time of year. You should have done IRS. You should have done, what's his name?
Yeah.
That old wrestler named IRS.
It's Mike Rotundo.
Mike Rotundo?
Of course you would know that.
My friends call me Dave Rotundo. speaking of that, let's talk about the trash to cash reseller diet that we've all been on. So
I'm stoked.
If you're new here, guys, we've been trying to lose weight all year, and basically what's happened is everyone is kind of losing steam.
I lost 10 pounds and stopped. That's just all there is to it. Stopped. I gotta get back on ball. Well, it was good, but I stopped. I haven't lost a pound. I've basically been the same for the last month.
Well, you kept it off. It's all about perspective, Kevin. You kept it off.
But you're getting
too close
to me. Don't
you feel like, Carrie, a lot of the people in the group have kind of lost their mojo?
There's a lot of people who have just, I don't even think if everybody's giving their weight.
So I think we should kick out I think we should kick out one person a week. That would motivate me. So whoever loses the least I think we need to do something because it's failing.
We may have had a person who lost 20 pounds then gained 20 pounds in the space of 3 weeks.
That's true.
His name starts with a D and ends with an Eric, I think.
Yeah.
And he'll listen to this too. He went down and he like killed us all. I mean, the thing that still gets me is it was the day I was supposed to win for the most weight loss in February, and Kevin was going to have to give me $50. Mm-hmm. He weighs in, loses 17 pounds in a day. And then it turns out the scale was busted. But we don't find that out until after I somehow lost my chance at this $50 gift card. And now no one got the gift card, and Kevin got off without spending any money at all.
I will put $50 down on for the hard way in Vegas for you, Dave.
Okay, that works for me. Yeah, I'd totally do that. $50 on the craps table. That's how Kevin. That's even better than a gift card because it could turn into $1 million, and then he'll be bitter at me for his whole life. It's going to be awesome. You better put 50 for yourself too, just so we can both get rich.
I don't know how many topics you got or how many questions, but I got some.
I have one more. I have one more. Let's finish the Patreon. How do you say this, by the way? Susquehanna Picker? Susquehanna Picker said, what is the most hysterical thing you've ever seen at a garage sale? Mine was a woman going over the rail on a tiny little gazelle, or Tony Little Gazelle exercise.
Tony Little Gazelle. Yeah.
Still almost pee my pants when I think about it. So I don't know what that is, but apparently someone went over the rail on one.
Tony Little. Google Tony Little Gazelle. He had very tight clothing, long hair. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of like Kevin back in the 80s.
I'll tell you what, this guy on this last video that I just posted was hilarious.
He's got a promotion.
I didn't believe. No, it's what's coming to my mind, right? I'm sure I could come up with something. But this guy, first of all, I didn't bleep out one of his swear words, which whatever.
Oop,
but
bought
it
all, that guy?
And he's he's like, yo, Jimi Hendrix, dude, he's just straight up. Like, he's completely high as a kite and just. And he's got the outfit on. And I'm like, holy moly, man. This dude is funny. That was funny. I mean, I don't know what the funniest thing is.
Okay. Do you delete your negative comments or you just don't get nearly as many as me?
I will delete a negative comment if it attacks another commenter.
Oh, here we go. I found a negative one.
Or
I found
if
a negative
it's attacking
one from
somebody
Chris.
That's on my video in a really harsh way. Usually I let them stand if they're attacking me, unless it's like, complete just nonsense.
Someone said, why did you disrespect that dude? And he ended up having the other piece, don't start. And if you don't know, don't assume.
What?
I don't even know what that
is. Oh, is this in my video?
Yeah.
Oh, please. This is Honest Tim. I'm giving Tim a bunch of crap, right?
Why are you disrespecting Tim?
Exactly. Yeah. So he's got a salt and pepper shaker. It's a unicorn salt and pepper shaker. He's got one. And not the other. I'm like, dude, don't you have both of them? Because he's got crap everywhere. I'm just giving him a hard time.
Flagrant disrespect.
And then he goes and finds it and brings it over. I'm like, sweet. You know, why do you disrespect the guy? I'm like, it's like people can, Carrie can insult me.
I would never insult you.
For content and views, and of course, content and views means money. He will disrespect you on tape is what Kevin's saying.
So, Carrie, what was your funniest thing at a yard sale?
I've been trying to think.
Thinking, and I'll tell you. So me, I was at a sale, and they were selling like the little baby toilet seat, right? Like the learning how to use the toilet, and it, like a little 3-year-old just drops his pants and starts pooping during the yard sale in his little, trainer toilet, and the parents like freaked out. They're like, "What are you doing?" They go and grab him and run him into the house. That was still one of the funniest.
That's pretty good.
What about you, Carrie?
I don't know, man. I have a terrible memory. I don't remember anything that I did this morning.
It's all the drugs.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's just too many
amphetamines,
drugs.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, meth. Meth. It's that's why we went south. You went to Florida, I went to Vegas, both for the meth. And edit that out because it's fake. It's not real. It's not real.
I often
then
do
why don't you edit it out?
You know, when I'm looking at women's clothing, I have people come up, you know, you're looking at women's clothing, right? And then I go into the whole, don't you think it would look good on me, and start doing that thing and whatever. Yeah. You get some good reactions.
It would. Yeah, can you edit the podcast so we start with that story about him and the women's clothing?
Yeah, we can. Mm-hmm. We can. I mean, I spent all this time looking for a negative comment. I kind of want to try to find a negative one on mine now. So someone did say, OMG, we have all done that with someone's coffee cup. So in this video, I go up, and this yard sale has like nothing, right? But they've got this like vintage, I think it was like a Looney Tunes or something, coffee mug or Disney coffee mug. And so I go and I pick it up, and of course, it's got the person's coffee in it when I turn it to look at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like, we've all done that, right? Like, you go and pick up someone's coffee mug. Yeah. It's the coolest thing in sale.
I think
just
I saw
out their
Kayla
coffee.
Do that one.
Kayla's done it. Yeah, yep. A lot of people have done that.
I've never done that. So, sunny Las Vegas, I'd pick Kevin for the zombie apocalypse. I have a feeling he has a green thumb, and if he talks to the veggies the way he talks to the items, he's better than Miracle-Gro. Hashtag organic Kevin. So, there you go.
How do you purchase an NC Picker t-shirt is a question on my NC Picker video. That never comes up in Kevin's videos because he's got QR codes every 3 minutes. Like, buy your t-shirt here, buy your t-shirt here.
That's how he does it, though. He's all like, look at this amazing $1,000 find. And as he's picking it up on screen, a QR code's there. And he actually didn't find anything. It's all
smoke
and
mirrors.
It's
just a QR code.
It's just
all right. So, Kevin, what were your questions? You said you had some questions.
Well, it wasn't a question. It was interesting to me that because we're talking about overhead and people and being real resellers. And then I'm watching a bunch of people how they're doing reselling. They got like 6 employees and they got whatever. And I'm like, man, the overhead here. I mean, how you got to do this? And then I saw Pete, who I love to watch his videos too.
Heard of him.
Craigslist Hunter. And he did a video and how much it costs to run his shop a month. How much do you think it costs to run his shop in expenses a month?
In expenses including rent?
Employees, rent, electric, you know, utilities,
I'd say,
you know, et cetera.
$15,000.
I would say.
Well, probably cheaper because he's not like in Vegas.
Let's see. I was thinking higher. I was thinking like 23 or something.
$25,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. $15,000 in employees, $5,000 in rent, and $3,500 in utilities, and then miscellaneous $1,500.
$3,500 in utilities. Oof.
Yeah. Chicago. I mean, he's outside Chicago. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's not like it's cheap to heat that place, you know. So and I know people. There's people that you know have a gym, or and I'm like, how much you pay to heat this thing? It's thousands of dollars.
You know, in my latest video, Kevin, this is something I don't think you've ever done. I rode a bike. I was riding a bike in a picker video.
Oh, I have seen. Speaking of funny things, I have seen the Amish, the Mennonite, actually come to sales on bikes just all over the place. But all right,
yeah.
So no, why are you riding? You're riding a bike from sale to sale.
No. I went to a sale and they had a Trek bike for $25 or something like that. It might have been even down to $15 or something, but it was cheap. And I've been looking for a bike to ride with
Art
my kids,
resale,
and I bought
literally...
it. But I had to test it, so I like just was riding it around with my GoPro on in the video. Mm-hmm. What did Art of Resale do?
Yeah, he
better content
like
than you.
A...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. 100%. Mario Kart. He was riding around.
That's right.
Mario.
Oh,
outfit.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. We should do that. It'd be good. A little funny thing. So you'd think there's a place for that kind of stuff out there. Obviously, Art's doing stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
I've got a couple ideas I'm going to try this year. You know, the whole I don't do the video from beginning to end garage sale kind of thing, themed video. Very often, but I think I'm going to do 2 themed garage sale videos, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to try that this year, see if they work. They might not work, but they might.
I think there's definitely an angle like for a Halloween garage sale where you go and then there's like spooky stuff happening, like a zombie chases you, kooky stuff, you know? I think you can make that work. Not you, but somebody else.
Not you, but somebody else. Hey, I got another question. Stock photos. I was listening to Gravity Goods and I noticed Daily Cabbage, Sarah. They have like stock photo, or they have like watermarks on their photos. Like, I understand it kind of a little bit if you're selling postcards.
Oh, like their own logo, you mean?
Yeah, like on their eBay pictures or on Instagram or whatever. So I'm trying to think, what's the advantage? You don't want people like stealing the image and reproducing
it. Yeah,
I guess. So have you
seen? Or like, I mean, we could just ask her. I know she's watching, probably. She watches specifically for me, not for you.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, she's a big fan of mine.
So, speaking of, I mentioned the fact that she should be on the... She should be
on this show.
No, she should be on the Let's Do Lunch podcast. And
she's on there.
She appeared. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. So, it's good that they took the hint. Somehow, Ken and Jimmy still have taken no hints from us. And they're still only putting fake Kevin.
Stock footage. Kevin.
Not actually. They
didn't even put a watermark
good.
Over me.
Yeah, I should have put a watermark over your face, right? Or like a face tat or something like that. I still think they need a third on that show, Jimmy. Come on, make
so
it happen. I did raid
Vegas.
Jimmy, by the way.
Are we
I
doing...
raided him on Whatnot.
Oh, nice. Are we
hey,
doing...
Hey, actually, before we talk Vegas, I need to say this too, because I got to get my shameless plug for our Patreon. I am now going into Patreon before my Whatnots, and I'm saying, hey, I'm about to do Whatnot. If you're on when I'm done... I can try to raid you.
Oh,
and so it's another benefit of being on the Patreon is you might get raided by
me.
We
started this Patreon with the idea there would be no benefits. Now there are benefits.
Yep.
There's benefits. You know, there's benefits in having a close relationship with us. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, Dave's
like developing Rams and Pops Vintage getting you to mention their show four times.
By them sending crappy Beanie Babies.
That's right.
They also sent a disturbing letter that I'm not going to read on.
I'm getting so much stuff on my Flipper channel. I can't keep up with it, and I feel like it's bringing down the videos a little bit. I'm getting like 10, 15 things a week.
Spend your money on me, not Kevin.
Yeah.
Send it my way.
No, if it's VHS sealed, send it. Send it. No, I've got boxes of it. Boxes of it coming in. It's crazy.
And like, you don't care if it's worth a dollar. You want it.
Oh no, I sift through. I might only take 10%.
Are you
going to
grade
cool.
any for your personal collection?
I already have. Well,
okay,
because
Rod was telling me like Rod is all about grading these things, keeping them for your collection. So I mean, dude, maybe I should get D3 graded just because it'd be fun. Like, how much would it cost?
$60.
$65
maybe.
Dude, totally. He said I could send it in with one of his shipments.
Yeah, there you go.
So that might save me a little. I don't know.
It's going to save you the shipping cost.
Yeah, I mean, so he dropped his first video with me in it, and it's good stuff, guys. Check out Picking and Punching. That's my little.
He's
going to
do a video up here with us. We're going to do a VHS video. It's going to be fun. It's going to be way better than the Auction Professor's VHS video. That's the goal.
He sucks.
I didn't say
that. That's what Kevin said. Yeah, Kevin did mention that.
He did an auction VHS video, got hundreds of thousands of views.
Oh, he's great then. He's great. He
no, I didn't say that.
Super he sucks. I don't know. What you tell me. How do I feel about him, Kevin?
I'm just shooting to put out a better video than he put out. That's all I'm trying to shoot.
So he makes mediocre content, is what you're saying.
No, I'm just, it's not entirely accurate. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Look at this crazy mouse I got, by the way.
Oh, I thought you had like an actual mouse.
This is a vertical mouse. It's a vertical mouse. You guys should check those out.
Are you from the future?
I like it. It's much more ergonomic, if I had to say, you know, one word for it.
I studied that in school, ergonometry.
All right, sale of the week. We have to talk about our sale of the week. Carrie, what you got?
Don't
is it a card and was it a dollar?
Yeah, give me a second.
Why not?
You guys go first. You guys go first.
Oh, sale of the week.
Yeah, I figured with you it would literally be a $1 card.
No, you let me sift through.
Dave's excited about this. He used to ignore talking
this is
about
my
reselling.
This
now
is my
he's
moment.
Like, I am a reseller.
Dude,
all
just
the
since
criticism
the show started,
must go
just
away.
Since the show started, I sold a $50 item. So,
he is,
good.
Man, I need to do this with my shop. I'm still like,
oh,
you know,
kind of fun.
I'll go. We sold a vintage Nesco 10 metal picnic basket retro for $40.
What did you say?
A vintage Nesco, which is the brand. Of course, most pickers know Nesco.
Yeah.
Tin metal picnic basket. Red, black, yellow, plaid, box, retro.
How big is that?
It's a picnic basket. I can't
like, it's a full-size picnic basket.
Yeah,
okay, I didn't know if it was like
picnic
a...
picnic with you, and you put food hey, in
boo-boo.
And it sold for $40.
Hey, boo-boo. Full of yogi collar.
Oh, man. I sold a Clubhead cover for $36.
How cool.
Oh, I actually, that is actually pretty cool. Carrie's showing as a picnic basket. It's cool. I actually did buy a bunch of golf clubs this weekend because I've got to find $15 plus items and those are everywhere and I can't ignore them anymore.
No.
Like that's how it's changing my sourcing is like the stuff I used to be like, I don't want to sell that. And instead I go to the plush bin. Mm-hmm. I'm like, screw the plush bin. I'm going to go to the golf clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually
good.
Changing the whole way I source, which is really interesting.
And so you had to take some time and look some stuff up because you don't know anything about them, right?
No, they were a dollar for pings. I figured I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
But, I was like, I'm not too worried about it.
I don't think you'd recognize
Penny. I wouldn't have even looked at them. I wouldn't have even looked at them a year ago. That's the difference. I probably would have recognized
Penny.
Eric
still talks about going on a trip with you, and he's like, man, between Dave and his kid, they're out there buying everything, and there would have been nothing to buy. I'm so happy he knew nothing about golf clubs.
I know. Well, no, it's – I mean, Pings, I got them for a buck a piece. I got some Titleist, which is the hat you wear all the time, right, mm-hmm. for a dollar a piece. One of them was worth – was it a TaylorMade or a Titleist that was worth $89 for one that I paid a buck for?
It was like a hat? No.
It was a club.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
A club. Oh, yeah. So here's the question. How do you ship those? Like, because it seems like it's $20 now on UPS.
So depends on which one. If you're getting a driver, it's going to be a little harder. But I like the Supply Hut, SupplyHut.com. Trash, yeah. Number
Use
two, cash, 5% off. 48-inch ones. But you can't get a lot of them
48
in
there. By what?
48 by 4 by 4. So you can't get a driver in there. You can't even get three woods in there. You could get some utility ones and whatever. But I like to use it. Dave, you got 8 million golf courses down there. Literally.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Find the closest
one
to you and just go there, and they will have boxes and just take 15, 20 home with you.
Yeah, don't even ask.
And just have them there. Yeah, definitely.
Just steal them.
That's right.
I got it.
Chris says.
Okay, so Kevin, did you find your sale of the week?
Looks like Dave, you know what I'm looking at? I'm just scrolling down here, and I got a bunch of sales for the week and the weekend, and I'm like, how many of them are $15 or more? And I'd say less than half are $15 or more. So maybe I need to really, you know, I've always done 10 or more lately.
The real eye-opener, Kevin, was when I sorted, like, my store, mm-hmm. and I had it show me only stuff over mm-hmm. $15, and it was only, like, 20% of my items.
Yeah.
20% of my items, and I had 2,500 items on there.
I bought a set of catcher's gear a couple weeks ago and with my buddy Joey, and I bought it, I think, for $40, $50, and I parted it out just the gear, and then the glove sold separately. So $155 plus shipping for the gear, or $155 for the gear, $29 plus shipping for the glove. So it wasn't a bad little flip. I don't know, Carrie, would you spend $40 to turn it into
$180?
Yeah.
Well, no, then the $40 would be tied up. For so long.
Yeah.
For 40's
a lot. Give me a break, guys. 40's a lot different than $800. Okay. I'm not living in a mansion in the middle of nowhere of Virginia, guys. I have
built in the middle of nowhere of Virginia.
Why do I
now he's getting stuff? Personally attacky. Like, look at him.
I feel like my reputation is just drug through the mud everywhere. And I keep coming.
I love
back
you guys
more.
Both. You know it. Stop it.
I sold my empty Game Boy Advance box. That's my sale of the week,
how much?
Right?
Oh, you
how
sold
much?
It?
Well,
I didn't know you sold it.
I'm excited.
I took an offer for $550 and they never paid. So it sort of sold. But since then, I also had an offer at that same time from a viewer for $500. But I decided to not take the viewer offer because, like, I didn't want people to think, oh, he just conflated the value and sold it to a viewer. Like, I kind of liked the idea that it was going to sell to a collector. Mm-hmm. And then that person never paid. And they did message me finally and say they're having issues with their cards. They, like, really want the item, the $550 offer. But they might need to cancel because they can't get the payment to go through.
Conflation is really high right now, too. I've heard that stuff.
Is that even a word?
Conflate is a word, yes.
Yeah, it is a word.
Yes, conflate is a word. It's
conflation's
to take
a word, too.
Something
the merging of two or more sets of information. Yeah, I don't know if it's the right word,
yeah,
but
conflates,
it's a word.
Anyways,
but I got an offer on Instagram as well for $500 that I might just take because then there's, like, no eBay fees.
Yeah.
So I might just go that route.
Okay, so that is from a viewer.
That's from a viewer.
Yeah,
I'm
probably
just going to do it.
Of
just
course.
Be done with it. Like, yeah, I mean, I just $500 for a case I paid $5.
Matter
for,
of fact, why don't you do why this? Not? Why don't you do it for $450 since you're not paying the fees? And then
they offered $550, and so I said I'll do $500 and just get rid of the fees. And then I also sold a camera for $175 and a wireless headphone thing for $189. I sold a train for $139. I sold a Pokemon game for $115.
Like,
it's
nice.
Like a crazy week, man.
Man, I'm gonna have
It's really interesting, Kevin. I mean,
it's normally me on here with good sales, and now I'm like,
it's really interesting. I sold some Fenton for $75, $85, $69, $59.
Is that what you call it where you're at, Fenton?
So now
Fenton.
Only talking about drugs. So
yeah, it was a light drug reference. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I missed it.
You feel like you can quit your job now? Like, you're gonna make way more money. I mean, you're gonna make. Doing it this way. This is like Uncle Steve method, right? He looks at me like, why would you sell something for $25? I mean, that's basically the way he looks at it.
What's really the cool part and what's And this is the part that a lot of resellers will get turned off by when I say this, but I think that the whatnot side of it really, really helps. That you have all this stuff that's under $15 that you can so quickly just move on whatnot for $4, $5, $6. You pay like 75 mm-hmm. cents for these items and you sell them for $5 the next day. Like that adds up too. Mm-hmm. So you take that, you know, $500, $600 every time you do an auction, you do maybe $300 to $600 every time you do an auction, right? To be realistic. And then you do another, you know, $700 on eBay every 2 days. Like that starts to become mm-hmm. a real serious amount of money
yeah.
when you start to do it like that. Now, it you can't necessarily can always have the
Dave's,
inventory.
Dave's theme park
lavish lifestyle. Yeah, my lavish Universal Studios lifestyle. That's the problem is like my theme park addiction is really expensive.
I can imagine.
Have to find I need to go to Busch Gardens. A slightly more... I don't know, a slightly more economical theme park to go on. Like, I'm sure there's
Fun
like,
Spot Orlando. I mean,
exactly.
I might die.
I'm sure there's some alligator infested theme park in the backwoods there in the Everglades that you guys would enjoy equally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. But no, it's been an interesting experiment. I the coolest thing I think about it has been the way I source. Like, that's the biggest benefit, I think, is just a complete shift in my sourcing. Like, I would not have gotten this train by if I wasn't focused on $15 plus items. And I, like I said, I'm going to make like $3,000 on this train buy. And I would have just been like, oh, that's too expensive. I don't even want to think of that. Look at there's a bag of plush, right? Like that's the way I was sourcing. But like, but going there and saying, I need to find items I can list on eBay, trains. I know most trains from Lionel with a box are going to be worth $15 plus, right? Mm-hmm. The vast majority are, not all of them. I think I found eight that weren't, how many? 9 out of 87.
And so what
weren't.
Are you doing? Are you lotting them up?
I lotted those up as a mega auction, 9 trains, $75 starting price, and we'll see. I think they'll get to $100 basically. Mm-hmm. So, and then everything else got individually listed for $15 plus. So like, but I wouldn't have done that deal. Mm-hmm. I would have been so focused on these smalls, like sports card stuff, mm-hmm. you know, like plush sports cards, that sort
it's
of small, low dollar
the
item.
The cards are going to get even worse for me now because I just got a scanner, man, today, like a super nice card
oh, did
scanner.
You?
So I'm going to
for free. Be-
Yeah.
You shill. Are you required to say the name of the scanner company?
Oh, Card Dealer Pro Collects. No, but they're super cool. Okay. I mentioned it because they wanted to work with me and I wanted to work with them. I'm like, just get me a scanner so I can do my job better.
Wow.
They hooked it
they're
up.
Like, would you please mention this in minute 91?
I don't know if the demo please. For the card stuff is here, but yeah. I will mention it elsewhere.
Is that what they call slab scanning? Is that similar? What is slab scanning?
Slab scanning is the same thing. So like this is the okay. top of the line scanner. So I could put a PSA graded slab. I could put a card in a top okay. loader and penny sleeves or raw. I can do all of them in this. And it'll do, I think,
and it just takes a photo of it basically.
A minute, front and back, 100 a minute.
Okay. But you have to load them all in? Like, how does that work?
They don't magically transport there. You have to put them in there. Yeah.
It's not like an assembly line.
They need one of these for
you.
If I was Kevin, I would have somebody else put them in there. But me, yes, I have
to. To be honest, dude, by the time this auction goes live, I will probably have sold all those VHS. Because I'm doing a DVD auction tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I think I'll just make it a DVD
auction. So my wife said today, she's like, you know, me and Rain can do these whatnots. And Bob's girlfriend, we can do the whatnot. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I'm going to.
Is a crowd pleaser. When she goes on there, stuff sells for more. I literally held up an item and I said, Tina loves this movie. It was Matilda. I said, so make sure you spend a lot on it. And I think it went up to like 4 times the price of everything else because Tina wow. loves it. So
no,
like,
zero
the ladies are
there,
crowd
just...
pleasers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, she wanted to keep it if it didn't sell for a lot. There was a whole battle.
All right. We're getting late here, but we got to talk about Vegas for just a second here. So you've got this thing jam packed. Like, we're going to go. Can I make video? I can't make a video at the bins, right, Carrie?
Yes,
you
can.
They won't let you. No, they will physically
tackle
you.
Not at the Goodwill bins. Not at the Goodwill bins, but if you want to go to the Walmart bin section, you can make a video.
Here's the thing. You guys might be able to get away with it, but you're going to be hanging out with me, and they watch me like a hawk. They're always watching
me.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If I even touch my phone.
I'm just going to get – Dave, will you go topless and like go on the other side over there, and then I'll be videoing over here, and then I'll get away with it.
So were you wearing a chest mount in there, Carrie?
Yeah. And then I switched to just my phone to be more conspicuous, which is also a fancy word. And yeah, they caught me doing that as well. So it's just, wow. And it's not so much the people, it's the other, it's not so much the Goodwill employees, it's the kids, like the t-shirt kids that are, anytime you try, they will just be like, stop filming, stop, and they just draw attention to you.
Can you do me a favor? Point them out to me, and I'm just going to walk up to them and start filming them with my phone, like just right in their faces.
Awesome. And then I'm going to film Dave getting
beat up. Make sure I can never return, Dave.
Well, no, they wouldn't. I mean, I'm not going to publish it. I'm literally just going to annoy them.
It won't even be
for my personal collection.
Yeah, they will probably kick you out right away if you do that. So you'll just be
even if I don't hit record.
I guess.
So I wonder why these young kids don't. Why these kids don't want anybody recording?
It's the whole idea of. It's the whole like I've been doing reselling so long. I know there's no scarcity in stuff to sell. There's plenty of stuff to sell, and I feel like a lot of these. These newer resellers are in there thinking, and they're only looking for one specific thing, vintage.
Odd that I find the stuff that everybody and people are pulling out of these bins out west and places, and I want to go there. I'm like, dang, are these really, Carrie, like you're sourcing 10 times better stuff than you were the crap you were finding 2 years ago on these videos.
Thank
I'm like, how does this
dude
make it? Well, it's true.
No, it's true, though. You're right.
I'm like,
no,
dang,
it is true. And some of them, bins, the bins are pretty solid. I mean, if I went every day, which I don't, we would find a ton of grails every week. That's for sure.
Do you have to spend like a lot of time though? I mean,
no, I mean,
like actually digging.
Nah, like actually digging.
Couple hours.
A couple hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Of actual digging, it's not that bad. I mean, we could go in and out in an hour and fill a cart probably, or most.
All right, so we're gonna go to the bins. We're gonna go to see how Carrie does this if you go to the Vegas meetup.
Yeah, Dawn.
Then after that, we're gonna grab some in
and
out. Yeah, we're gonna grab some in and out. And then we've got free time Friday afternoon, which is where I think we should do the awkward family photo shoot. But, you know, that's up to you guys. And then Friday night, we're going to go hang out with people. I assume everyone's going to kind of split up Friday night for dinner and kind of do their own thing.
Yeah, I do have my shift at Thunder Down Under,
stuff like that.
But that doesn't start till
But then we said, like, just an open invitation for Friday night. We'll just go down to, like, Fremont Street, hang out, you know,
just
basically
avoid,
hang out. Go
avoid getting stabbed. That's the main point of Fremont
Watch
Street.
Kevin blow money at the craps table.
Yeah,
just, you know, stuff like that. Avoid getting stabbed, all that sort of stuff.
Whatever
Saturday,
whatever bill is above 100, that's what Kevin's going to be throwing down.
Yep.
What is it, like 5,000? I don't know.
110, I think, is the next bill up. The $110 bill. So, and then Saturday afternoon, we will do the live Whatnot auction, so you guys actually can watch that. You can tune in to the Whatnot. We'll do it on Carrie's channel and we'll all like start a stream on ours and send you over there, and then we'll all be doing a live stream kind of trash to cash live type thing on Whatnot Saturday afternoon. What is that, April 22nd or something like that? I don't know the exact date.
I think
somewhere
so.
Around there.
It's the 22nd.
And then Saturday night we do a big dinner and like a last hurrah, and then Sunday morning at the crack of dawn I fly out. When do you fly out, Kevin?
I have no idea. My
Sunday
wife.
Sunday or?
Monday morning, I think.
Monday, yeah, okay.
I think, or no, maybe it's Sunday night, like at 11:30 at night, I think.
That should be fun, though. Well, so we will potentially have one show we miss. So next week we'll probably record two shows, and that will get us kind of halfway there. But as far as the third show, maybe we'll go live on Fremont Street or something. Make sure you're subscribed with notifications turned on to this channel. Maybe we'll do a live from the streets. That'd be kind
of
fun.
Mikey Bags of Money style.
Yeah, Mikey Bonnet Bags of Money style. And also, you know, I'm going to be there the Friday of the 13th or whatever, or 12th, something like that. And Mikey is going to do a live on his channel, Carrie. And me and him are going to probably walk Vegas if you want to come to that the week before.
We'll go live on Mikey's channel. Soon? Like in a couple, a week and a half?
Yeah.
I may or may not be in Utah at that time. I'm not sure yet, but I'll be back.
That's fine. I didn't really want you to come. I just felt like I had to invite you. but it's also possible I'll have a work thing and I won't be able to show up. And I told Mikey, I'm like a 60%. I'll be there. Carrie's all sad now. I feel a little guilty. This has been Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 80. Thank you guys for watching. Bye-bye.